Moving now to Iraq, where the insurgency shows few signs of abating. Top officials also say that many Iraqi police and army bases have been infiltrated by insurgents. Now, last year, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro interviewed one insurgent. Now she's found the same man working in a surprising place, an Iraqi government training facility.
A year ago, Mohammed, not his real name, was a gunrunner who ferried weapons from the Iranian border into Baghdad for his cell of guerrillas. He says he never personally killed any Americans, but he took part in many roadside bomb or rocket-propelled grenade attacks, acting as a scout. Mohammed says he doesn't regret those operations in the months following the U.S. invasion.
I love my country very much, and I want to serve it in any way. The way at that time was to hit the Americans.
But things began to change. He says attacking American troops became harder after they constructed heavily fortified bases. The leader of his cell said he had decided to disband. He told them that if they wanted to join more radical groups, they could, but he did not want to target Iraqis. Mohammed agreed with him and decided to get another job.
The resistance shifted from attacking the Americans to attacking the Iraqis, and that is not acceptable to me.
At a loose end, Mohammed looked around for employment. Ironically, he ended up getting a job at a training facility for Iraqi police. The fact that he made it through was proof to him of lax vetting at the base. But then he began to notice that many of the so-called recruits had fake IDs and were probably with the resistance. Dozens of the police recruits not linked to the insurgency were being killed at the base where he got his job.
There were many killed, and a lot more got threat letters, and they knew their addresses, and they also knew the names of the officers and other things.
Mohammed says he admires the Western trainers who are working with the recruits, but he says he's less than impressed by those joining the police. Tribal leaders, he says, foist their members onto the training list so that they can get badly needed jobs. Many of them are ill-prepared.
Some of them haven't even been medically checked. Some of them collapse during the training. Some of them have epilepsy and kidney problems.
And some, he says, only come to collect paychecks and don't turn up afterwards. But despite their fault, Mohammed says he now believes that training the Iraqis could one day lead to better things.
If they send a group that really wants to be trained or really become policemen, I think we would have a very good police force, because the training they're getting from the group of trainers is very specialized and effective. We hope that these groups that graduate can be helpful in the future.
Mohammed was visiting Baghdad from the base where he lives because he recognized a few old resistance members working at the camp. He fled because he was worried that they may recognize him and kill him.
The resistance has become very weak and turned to attacking the Iraqis, and that is not a target. It is not an end that we want. They are winning the hatred of the Iraqis more than winning their love. Not like in the beginning. People would tell us when the Americans were hit, good going, and that we are brave, but now they are swearing at them because they are killing Iraqis.
Mohammed says that Iraq's Sunni Muslims, who form the bulk of the insurgency, have lost their way, while the Shiite Muslims played it smart.
I found out that the Sunnis are very stupid, though I am a Sunni, because the Shia are controlling the army, the police are Shia, all the officers are Shia.
But even though he's ended his participation in the insurgency, he says the resistance should go on.
The resistance will remain. It will remain. It has to continue. If it ends, nothing will change. It must stay.
And he warns that while he feels the insurgents are misguided, they are far from defeated. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.